Hi, my name is John Wiese. I'm an ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and today I'm here talking with Jim Brown, the manager of the Solutions Center with Equiterra, and we're going to talk a little bit about their solution that they've built on SharePoint 2010. Jim, thank you for joining us, and why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of background about what Equiterra does and the products that you guys built.
Sure. Equiterra is a IT and business process transformation advisory firm that has about 350 advisors worldwide, and what we do is we advise Fortune 500 companies in things such as process delivery, shared services, outsourcing and insourcing solutions, and global outsourcing solutions. We have what the Solution Center does is we provide support to Equiterra's advisors in creating custom software that allows them to use the software with clients to support their projects. We have a project that we've been working on since August of last year, which basically was a MOS 2007 platform called Workbench that allowed the advisors to basically manage all of their projects with their clients from start to finish within SharePoint. And since August, we have been rapidly upgrading that product into a SharePoint 2010 platform, and what you see here is what we're calling Equiterra Direct. And basically, this is a platform that is going to be used not only to manage projects within for Equiterra advisors, but allows us to build other software solutions that we can tie to this and allow advisors to use those software solutions with clients. One of the first solutions that we've been working on is called Process Maturity Benchmark, or PMB. And what Process Maturity Benchmark allows the advisors to do is their clients will take this software, use it to survey their employees on different processes within the company, and basically diagnose the process to find out what its maturity is. It'll identify opportunities for improvement within that process within the corporation, and give the manager or the upper level executives kind of an insight into what the maturity of that process is within their organization. And it gives them a high level roadmap as to what opportunities are available for operational improvement within their company. So we're pretty excited about it. We're pretty excited about using SharePoint 2010. Within the software product itself, we've decided not to use the ribbon within this product. So there's a lot of interface customization that we've done. But one of the reasons why we wanted to go to SharePoint 2010 is basically for the BCS. To be able to leverage the functionality within the BCS to access our SQL Server 2008 backend databases to get information and to use a lot of the out-of-the-box functionality when it comes to the display forms and the edit forms and so forth. It has really increased our production or our efficiency when it comes to creating software. So that was one of the things that we're using very heavily within this project. Equiterra Direct basically has, we're using SharePoint groups. We have a group called Project Admin, and when the site is created, it allows the Project Admin to go up and set up the site. They can set up the site look and feel, which basically allows them to set the name of the site and put a logo using SharePoint's built-in functionality to do that. We have the ability to set up the project scope. This basically gives the project admin the ability to choose which which products that they're going to use within the site when it comes to processes that they want to look for the or use for the PMB. Not all clients will have these processes that they want to use for the evaluation during the PMB, so it allows them to take that information and or to select which information they're going to use during this project. The project roll-up screen allows them to put in the hierarchies, the organizational hierarchies that they use for reporting purposes, allows them to break down the structures for their hierarchies and how they're going to report the data. These web parts are using the BCS to pull data out of a SQL Server 2008 backend. As you can see here, we're using just a basic list view web part, but when we go in here to add new records, this is a BCS list edit form that we have gone in and modified to grab that data. So that saved us a lot of time in development of this. We can do email setups, but one of the functions that we use a lot within the system, I mean, it doesn't seem like much for the managed team, but this is where the user can go in and provision users within the site. We are using the Planes-Aware technology that came with SharePoint 2010 to use FBA or use our internal NTLM security, and depending upon wherever the user is coming from, if they're from outside the organization or inside the organization, we can set up that user and authenticate them either through FBA or NTLM, so or Windows authentication. So Claims-Aware was another nice addition that we're using from SharePoint 2010. We've got a lot of clients that want to use their internal AD and ADFS, and so we're going to be connecting that up with ADFS 2.0. And it's something that's always been a heartache for us, and in setting that up, and it's become much more manageable with Claims-Aware authentication here in SharePoint 2010. But what you're looking at here is a BCS-driven, a couple of BCS-driven lists that are within SharePoint, and also a workflow task list. So that's another technology that we're using a lot in this product is workflows. Basically, when the user logs in, they're presented with a menu of workflow tasks that they are to complete, and one of those is surveys. There's project setup tasks for the admin when they first come in. But these are all driven off of SharePoint workflows and tracked that way. When the surveys are completed, the project admin is notified that the surveys are complete, and then the output can be generated to look at the surveys or look at the results of the surveys. So another thing that we're using within SharePoint 2010 is, you know, of course, the document libraries, which is what most people use SharePoint for. But so we've kind of customized the interface a little bit when it comes to the project folders. We have to be very careful within our application because we have service providers that have come on here to look at contracts and so forth, and we have to keep the information that service providers see separated because there's a lot of confidential information. So we're using a lot of the built-in security within SharePoint for that. A service provider might come in and enter their site, which looks, you know, almost identical to the normal homepage of the Equiterra direct site, but the service provider is locked down to using either item level security in the groups that they belong to, or using the security within the project folders to lock down what they can see and what they can't see. And
That's a lot of stuff.
Within the project. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, that's quite a bit of stuff that you guys have taken advantage of there in 2010.
Oh, right. We've been chomping at the bit when I've been watching 2010 since early 2008 and been watching the progress of it. And as soon as we had a beta to start leveraging some of the stuff in here, we started developing against it. This is actually a beta product that you're seeing. There's still some tweaks that we have to go through. But we are leveraging as much as we can. But you see, we're using SharePoint 2010. A lot of the functionality we love the way that or the new functionality that allows us to customize the UI. I think that, you know, we would have liked to have used more of the ribbon that's within 2010, but it was a little bit of a departure from what the users are used to using right now, so we've decided to work around that for right now. But I think maybe in version 2.0 or 3.0 of this product, we'll start to look at bringing some of the ribbon functionality into the software product. But so far so good with developing this, and haven't ran into very many problems at all with the development in 2010. So we're pretty happy.
So your previous product in 2007, were you guys using the business data catalog in that product?
No, we weren't using it at all. We were using Entity Framework to pull the data down and provide the data that way. So. Okay. And web services, so it's been nice using the VCS.
Good, yeah. That's I was curious how the change was for you guys and how much work that was. Was it a ton of work, or did you guys find it fairly straightforward to migrate and bring in the external content types and things like that for VCS?
Well, I think that once we got over the initial hump of understanding the technology and getting through setting up the entities, it has gone faster and faster. I mean, there was a little bit of a learning curve there. And the other learning curve came out of customizing the forms. And we had to do a little bit of XSLT work to go in and customize those forms so that we were only showing the data how we wanted it. One thing that we had to get over was drop-down lists using the BCS and doing validation using the BCS, because we have a lot of validation that has to happen in the background of the data, and the developers had a little bit of a learning curve trying to figure out how to do that validation, but we finally figured it out using XSLT to do that work. So. But other than that, now, you know, once you get over that original hump of you know, getting familiar with the technology, it goes pretty quick, and it's like second nature to them now.
Great. Well, it looks like you guys have chewed off quite a bit of stuff here from SharePoint 2010. It looks like a great product, and I know it's getting good press out there, and I know there's a few things in beta like we saw that you guys still have coming even.
Yeah, we've got probably five or six other products that we're going to attach to this platform here for Equaterra Direct. So we've got our work cut out for us, and we look forward to using SharePoint 2010 to help us get to where we need, to where we can provide better services for our clients.
Great. Well, maybe we can chat again once you get some of that stuff done and see where you guys have gone. But, for now, I'd like to thank you for joining me today and showing us a little bit about your product.
Thank you. My pleasure.